Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
What's up, guys? I was in Podly doing some niche research ahead of tomorrow's top five niches of the week video, and I realized there are quite a few shirts that share a common thread that need to be avoided like the plague because they may get your seller account in trouble. Now, at face value, a lot of these shirts, these trending shirts, some of them are in the top 10, some are in the top 20. They may look innocent at face value, but we need to do further due diligence. And upon me doing that, I realized that a lot of these shirts share a common thread and it makes sense why they're all selling so well. But just because we see a few of them out there dominating sales doesn't mean that it's going to be okay for us to jump in there and sell in those niches. So I'm going to reveal to you why these shirts are selling so well and which ones you need to avoid in this video. Let's get to it. So I'm in Podly. This is how I start my research for the top five niches of the week videos, as well as my own niche research for my print on demand business. Now, just jumping in, not touching anything, the default view that you see here behind me, this just shows me the best-selling t-shirts right now. This updates throughout the day based on real-time Amazon data that it's pulling from Amazon. It hides the big brands and deleted products by default. So everything we see here should, in theory, be okay. But here is the thing, and anybody that's been watching my channel for a while, you understand this distinction. If you're new to this, you may not, okay? Just because we see a shirt selling really well on Merch by Amazon, because every product that you see here in Podly is from Merch by Amazon. By the way, Amazon, the biggest e-commerce marketplace in the world, so it's a great place to start your research process. Just because we see it selling, though, doesn't mean it's okay for us to sell. Think about that. Just because we see it selling does not mean it's okay. Here's why, guys. The number one bestseller. This looks like a simple text-only design. It says, you need to calm down. Let's click and view it in Amazon. See if we pick up on anything more about this design, right? Is it just a text-only design that says you need to calm down, or is there more to it? It says calm down, retro style t-shirt. We have the design. Okay, I don't see anything so far. See some funny shirts related to it. Oh, check that out. Perhaps that's a clue. Right here, if you can see me mousing over it, four spots from the left underneath, it says Swift 89. Swift 89, like Taylor Swift perhaps? Now, I wouldn't have known this, all right? I used to listen to Taylor Swift, not gonna lie. She's a very talented musician, but I haven't really listened to her much lately. But I went to Google. This takes like, I don't know, a fraction of a second, depending on how fast you type. And I typed in, you need to calm down. Look what pops up. You need to calm down. Song by Taylor Swift. Oh, perhaps that's why this is trending in the number one spot. Again, I don't really follow the pop culture like I used to, but it seems like Taylor Swift has been everywhere lately. I did see her in a commercial yesterday, even though I don't really watch cable either, but it was in like a on-demand commercial. And yeah, like, did she just release an album? Did she announce a tour? I don't know. But then I Googled, okay, what's the number two bestseller? Another text-only design. It says, not a lot going on at the moment. That seems like probably just some evergreen design, kind of like the I'm not old, I'm classic. Don't tell me, do not, please don't tell me that's a Taylor Swift song. I'm not old, I'm classic, because I will lose it if that is. we always joke, like, that shirt is just always a bestseller, like, any time of year. So, not a lot going on at the moment. We can even go to Amazon. By the way, you don't have to go to Amazon. You can actually click the detail page icon here in Podly, and you can actually see, like, the title here, the brand. So, it just says, not a lot going on at the moment. T-shirt, brand, dusty shirt. We can actually see when it was uploaded right here. It looks like it was uploaded in 2018. Now, when I Google not a lot going on at the moment, what do we get? Oh, look, Taylor Swift, not a lot going on at the moment t-shirt, all right? What are the chances there? And who knows? This person may have just gotten extremely lucky. Like, I don't know when the Taylor Swift stuff started. It's possible. I guess we could go to Google Trends if we wanted to. This was published in 2021, though. Not a lot going on at the moment. Maybe she just bought this shirt on Amazon merch. Wouldn't that be funny? Why don't we go to Google Trends, though? Google Trends, let's just say not a lot going on at the moment, Taylor Swift. And let's just see when this spiked. All right, perhaps that was too direct. Let's look at the last 5 years, just out of curiosity. It really only dates back to 2018. But September 2018, and it sucks that we can't tie it to Taylor Swift. Either way, it looks like there was some interest in 2018, but really doesn't seem like there's like any one single spike of interest. Either way, what you can see here is that in Podly, this was uploaded in 2018. And if we wanted to, we could open up another tab and say, okay, well, I know it's Taylor Swift people buying it, but can I sell it? Not a lot going on at the moment. We can actually just type it in and see. And in this case, in terms of safety, it looks like Amazon Merch is letting these through, and it looks like they've got some really low BSRs. But the whole thing is you need to decide if this is worth risking. Like, I personally don't think an Amazon Merch account is worth this risk, is worth the short-term cash grab. Because I'm making, like, you know, last year, $82,000 profit just selling evergreens with no risk, no chasing these short-term returns because people that are fans of Taylor Swift are typing in, you need to, you know, calm down or whatever. What did it say? Sorry, it said not a lot going on at the moment. Did I jump the gun? The previous one was you need to calm down. All right, let's go to shirt number three, Big Rep. Now, I think I talked about this in the previous top five niches of the week video, but Big Rep, I just typed in Big Rep and then I typed in Taylor Swift. Look what you get. It's an album called Reputation. You see the font matches, the color scheme. And what do you know? Big Rep right here appears to just be another Taylor Swift reference. This was uploaded in 2018. When was the Big Rep album released? Big Rep, Taylor Swift. What do you guys think? Release date. 2017. So she releases an album in 2017 called Reputation. And then someone uploads a shirt called Big Rep to Amazon Merch a year later. And here we are 5 years after this was uploaded, basically four and a half in 2023. And it's like a bestseller. Now, I'm not trying to make this an instructional video on how to maybe get lucky by capitalizing on like Taylor Swift or something. But, you know, just because this person's out here doing it doesn't mean that you should. Sorry for interrupting. I wanted to let you know that linked in the description, you can find my free print-on-demand mini course that is completely new for 2023. If you sign up, it'll help you get your first sale. And down there, you'll find a link to my print-on-demand Facebook group. I hope you'll join the community. And another thing we can do here is, okay, so the not a lot going on at the moment shirts, when we search them, it looks like the merch algorithm is letting these through. I personally wouldn't be selling these anyways. I already said that. But let's look at Big Rep. Okay. Big Rep. Search. And it looks like there are 7 products in search results. Now, if I see a BSR of 13,500 on the high end and only 7 products live, guys, that to me says do not mess around in this niche. This is bad news. All right. And what you can even do here in Podly is actually switch the date published and keep it on published after, but why don't we just go up to like January 1st, 2023 and click set date and then hit search. So it looks like since the start of this year, 3 products have gotten through. Published March 17, 2023, published March 17, 2023. So this is probably the same seller. There's one more behind me here. This is probably the same seller. And here's the thing that I can't answer for you. I'll bet you anything. Sorry, my sinuses are a little bit like crappy today. I'll bet you anything that a ton of sellers tried to submit these. Because look, you come to your research tool, it's in the number 3 spot. It's been up here in like the top 50 for a while. People have been trying to submit these. Why or how 3 got through, I have no clue, right? We used to theorize back in the day that like, this is just the people who work at Amazon Merch submitting their own shirts and approving their own shirts. Because it's like, How do like 1% of all submissions get through and the other 99% get rejected, right? Either way, the whole point of this video is for me trying to advise you to just do a little bit more due diligence when you see these trending text-only shirts that come out of nowhere. Because it's not that hard to figure out what's going on. So we had the not a lot going on at the moment. Then you have a lot going on at the moment. Again, it's Taylor Swift. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm like, okay, when did this shirt get published? October 25th, 2022. And let's look at the BSR history here in Podly. You can actually see in the last 90 days, it has seen a pretty significant jump in demand since early March. So whatever Taylor Swift did in the last month is probably being reflected in sales of products that are fringe related to her. But what does this say again? Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So I typed that in to Google. And what do you know? It looks like it's lyrics from a Taylor Swift song that was released in 2022. Again, guys, like it's playing with fire. It's not worth it. It is not worth it, especially in Amazon Merch where things can be very fickle. You know what I mean? Where you can lose an account in a heartbeat. And I think there was at least one more I wanted to show you. This one right here. Mañana Será Bonito. Somebody, you guys informed me in the comments from the last video that it's a Karol G song. All right. Another pop artist. And look at the BSR here, like 30,000, 20,000, etc. But we pop on over to Google and we see it is a, sorry, not a song. It is an album by Karol G. So the whole point of today's video, guys, while right now we are kind of between trends and you see when you browse the best-selling t-shirts that there are some shirts that are simple text-based and it's like, oh, I can design those. I want some sales. I Heart TS is also, I mean, come on, I Heart TS. Whoever decided to upload this shirt, they knew exactly what they were doing. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole, guys. I would steer clear. Look at this. More, I'm the problem, it's me. And then behind my head here, another big rep. A lot of the stuff selling, guys, are fringe related to protected intellectual property, protected brands. Steer clear, keep your account safe. It's not worth it. Keep your eye on the long-term prize. You're building a passive business that's going to yield you money for decades to come, hopefully. A short-term cash grab just isn't worth it. That's my opinion anyways. All right, guys, thanks for watching this video. Please like and subscribe. If you guys want to check out Podly, which is extremely useful, not just for niche research, but also like I showed you, kind of validating if something's safe or not. You saw me do it here with the big rep. I guess I closed that tab or something, but where I did the published after date thing, that's another really cool feature. There's it's packed with functionality. All right, there's trends. You can look at the deleted only products. You'll probably see a bunch of Taylor Swift stuff in here. If you wait long enough, you'll see them popping up. Sometimes I like to do recently deleted, so maybe like published after last 2 weeks and see if we see any Taylor Swift stuff here. Nope. Cause what happens is if they just get rejected on submission, they won't show up in the deleted. For it to show up in deleted, it has to actually get approved and then get deleted. So anyways, guys, thank you for, oh, there you go. First one though, a couple of these actually, are the Karol G. So, yeah, kind of like I was saying, guys, steer clear of this stuff. Oh, Swiftie Mom. Of course I missed that too. Swiftie Mom. So four of the top five, even behind me here. Sorry. All right, I'm going to shut up and wrap this video up. But even in the top five most recently deleted, four of the top five are what we were just talking about, Taylor Swift and Karol G. So steer clear, guys. Keep your account safe. And I'll see you tomorrow with a new top five niches of the week video.